A reading from the letter to the Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. You have heard of this hope before in the word of the truth, the gospel that has come to you. Just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you learned from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and he has made known to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to God as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from God's glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. God has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. So I'd like to invite children up.
Children praying, Lord, let their spirit its place. Lord, let's take children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
Hi, guys. How you doing this morning? Good? You're tired, huh? Oh, my goodness. My mic spun around there. All right. So we're sleepy. It's a sleepy day, isn't it? Yeah? No, not for everybody. Brittany's like, nah. It's hot. That's true. It is hot and sleepy and muggy. But you know what? It's a good day, too. It's a good day because we're all together here today. And I want to tell you something. I want to tell you today is my last day with you. If you were here a couple weeks ago, you know that you've called a new pastor, right? Pastor Paula? Right? And she's going to come in a couple of Sundays to start with you, and she'll be here for hopefully a good long time. And so I want to thank you for coming up here each Sunday and for talking with me and for sharing your faith and asking your questions. And I want to make a promise to you. You know what a promise is, right? You're all old enough to know what a promise is. What's a promise? That's right. It's so you give your word to somebody that you're going to do something no matter what, right? You're going to keep on doing it. So it doesn't mean that you're perfect about it, but it means you try your very best and you do your very best. And what I'm going to promise you is that I'm going to keep all of you in my prayers. I'm going to think of each of you by your face and by your name, and I'm going to remember the laughter and all the wonderful things you've said and shared, and I'm going to pray for you that you continue to grow in faith and that you continue to learn with Pastor Paula. Aw, come sit here. Come sit here. Here you go. Come here, sweetie. Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. It's a tough day. I kind of feel like crying, too. So, and I ask you to make a promise to me. Can you promise that you'll pray for Pastor Paula? Because she's going to be new, right? And so she's going to need your prayers as she gets to know all your names. You keep reminding her, okay?
How about the costumes?
Well, and the costumes. When it's time for the costumes, they'll all be ready for you, right? Okay. So you don't have to worry about that. They're going to be ready. Well, you've got a little ways to go, okay? But they'll be ready, and I'll see pictures of you, all right? So you just pray for Pastor Paula, and you be really nice to her and help her as she gets to know you and what wonderful kids you are, okay? Can you do that for me? Promise? Okay, and you know who else has made a promise? See all these people out here? They all made a promise to pray for you too. And they're going to be praying for Pastor Paula too. So just think about all the power in that prayer, all the good things that can happen here. Okay? So let's have a prayer together. Would you repeat after me? Dear Jesus, we thank you for your love. And we thank you for the promise that you have given us. To love us and remember us always. Amen. All righty, you can go back to your seats. Thank you so much for... Oh, no, I guess Sunday school. Never mind. It's time for Sunday school. How cool is that? Hi. Would you please pray with me? Gracious and loving God, may our hearts be as pure as our children. May our faith be as pure and hopeful as theirs. Fill us with love. Give us strength. Help us to trust in you. Amen. So this morning's lesson that Chet read for us is the beginning of the Apostle Paul's letter to the Colossian community. Now, Colossae is located in western Turkey near Ephesus. And at the time Paul wrote to them, they were in a time of change and were facing some challenges. Doesn't sound familiar to you, I'm sure. Paul was encouraging them, actually urging them, to stay faithful to the gospel, to focus on their mission, and to be of one mind in Christ. As I read Paul's letter, I couldn't help but wonder what I would say if I were to write a letter to you, knowing that I'm leaving, knowing that Pastor Paula is coming, and new things will be happening here at Emmanuel. I decided to give it a shot. So here, with my apologies to the Apostle Paul for paraphrases, is my letter to you. my sisters and brothers in Christ at Emmanuel. From Pastor Maria, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints and faithful members of the community of Christ in Hartford. Grace to you and peace from our life-giving and loving God. In my prayers, I thank God for you, for I know of your faith in Jesus and the love you have for God's people. I know this because during my time with you, I have witnessed it. I have witnessed you caring for the hungry, serving at community meals, making donations for the food pantry, providing gift cards to those in need. I've witnessed you providing a safe space for your community children and youth to come and play and have fun and grow. I've witnessed you tutoring children, helping them to build their self-esteem and their confidence. I've witnessed your generosity in making financial gifts to Hands on Hartford, Camp Calumet, and World Hunger. I've witnessed you repairing and donating bikes, something that may seem like such a small gift, but for our community youth is huge. I've witnessed you also giving household goods for our community right here in Frog Hollow. I've witnessed you caring for the sick and lonely of this church family, showing them they are thought of by visiting them, bringing them beautifully arranged flowers from the altar, making special prayer shawls for them, and remembering them with cards and books when they are grieving. I've witnessed your commitment to make Emmanuel fully accessible, so it can be a welcoming place for all people, sharing our call to the gift of faithful hospitality. In all this and more, you are being the face of God for those in need. Your hands, your feet, your voices provide hope to the least, the lost, and the lonely. Hope that is very much needed in our world. You learned of this hope through God's word, the good news of God's mercy and love. And so it has been growing and bearing fruit in and among you since you first heard it and began to comprehend God's amazing grace. Now you are planting seeds of hope. This you learned from Pastor John and Deacon Natalie and many others before them. Beloved fellow servants, faithful ministers of Christ, who made known your love in the Spirit. For this reason, I have not stopped praying for you and asking that you be filled with the knowledge of God's will for you in this place, in this time, that you may be filled and given spiritual wisdom and understanding, so you may lead faithful lives and grow in mission to serve others out of the abundance that has been given to you and out of the goodness of your hearts. In all this, I pray that you will remember to thank God for what God has given to you, and to think about all of that as you discern where God is leading you in your next part of your journey as a faith community. There is so much work to do. Emmanuel friends, these are difficult days in our community, in our country, in our world. As you go forward, don't let the darkness of evil overcome the light of love. Don't let these times cause you to lose hope, to doubt that God is present in these dark days. God is here, and God is still our refuge and our strength. And so, as your transition continues, no, it's not over yet. This will most likely be a challenging time for you as the people of Emmanuel. Soon your new pastor will arrive, which will bring great energy and new excitement into your midst. And hopefully, together you will have a honeymoon time. You know what that's like, those of you who have been on a honeymoon or even know about honeymoons. That's the time, and I don't mean literal just marriage honeymoons, I mean like in a relationship. That's the time when everybody's on their best behavior. Everybody listens carefully and tries to speak respectfully. Everybody tries to be open to new ideas and to work with one another. But eventually, honeymoons end. And that's okay. When that happens, don't worry. Don't be stressed. It's to be expected. And that is when, like in any relationship, the real work begins. The work of building on what's been started during this transition time. The work of getting to know one another and to understand each other's ways, listening to each other, and figuring out together where God is calling you. The work of living and serving together faithfully. We all know growing in a relationship isn't always easy. It takes determination. You can't let misunderstandings divide you. Instead, identify those misunderstandings, lift them up, talk about them, even maybe embrace them, because out of disagreement, sometimes a new, more perfect idea arises. Work through them together. Building relationship takes inclusiveness. You need to be intentional about making sure everyone's ideas are included, that everyone's voice is heard. Look around and ask yourself, who's not at the table? Who's not represented in a conversation you're having? And invite them in. It takes patience. Relationships take time. Give it time. Don't judge right from the beginning. The first thing that happens that's different, think back to when I first got here. After 20 years with Pastor Corrigan and how many differences there were when I arrived, one, obviously, being a woman, two, being Italian, and just by the nature of, I didn't know the history of Emmanuel. I didn't have all the traditions. And so while I was learning those traditions, I was also sharing my traditions with you. And together we embraced them and learned to respect each other's history, respect each other's ideas, respect each other's differences. And while we didn't always agree, that's okay. We're not going always to agree. We are the church made up of humans. There will be differences. What's important is how we work through them together. It takes prayer. Never stop praying for one another. Never stop praying for your pastor. And pray especially for those that you struggle with. They need your prayers. You need to pray. Emmanuel, God has placed an incredible ministry in your hands. You need each other, and that's not all. Hartford needs you. Our country needs you. Our world needs you. There is much to do. Holy work, a holy call. And I promise to continue to pray for you, that you will be filled with the strength and courage that comes from God, and that through the peace of God that surpasses our human understanding, you will be prepared to endure changes with openness and patience, and meet challenges with hope and trust in God. I will pray that in all of this, you will remember to give thanks to God for the abundance you have been given, and that you will answer God's call to share that abundance with those in need, to make a difference in this community and beyond. So now, my friends, I place you in God's hands, trusting in God's love and God's leading, trusting also that you will continue to go forward in faith to do holy work, God's work, your hands, your feet, your voices. I will give thanks for you always.